Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi daf Aleph. We start a new Masechta, a new world, as we have here in Seder Moed every couple of weeks. Every month we have a new Masechta for the next couple of months before we get into the world of Yevamos. But we start off with Megillah daf Aleph, Megillah Nikreis. As we know, we're going from Tainus and Megillah. That's how we know the order towards the end. Tainus, because you fast, Tainus Esther is the day before Megillah. That's how you Purim, the day you remember, the way that you remember that, the order. But as we'll see, Tainus Esther is really not mentioned in Shas anywhere. Shas Bavli, Shas Yerushalmi, exactly that idea, but the Mefarshim bring it in a little bit. Megillah Nikreis, the Megillah is read. Acharasar, Bishneimasar, Bishloshasar, Rabbasar, Bechamishasar. Megillah Esther, which we know is a mitzvah d'rabbana, midir kabbalah. It says in the Megillah to read the Megillah. The Megillah is read anywhere from the 11th of Adar through the 15th of Adar. Lo pachos v'lo yoser, no, not earlier and not later. It has to be read. It doesn't say that Purim is on the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. It just says that the Megillah is read. As we'll see, Purim is only one of 2 days, as we know, the 14th or the 15th of Adar. But the Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush that sometimes you could read the Megillah when it's not Purim. Right, even before Purim. That's the simple pshat of the Mishnah. You can read it earlier, the 11th through the 15th. No earlier, no later. The Ritva already notes the language of Megillah Nikreis. It doesn't say Korin es haMegillah. What's the language of Nikreis, which is the passive Megillah Nikreis? The first Ritva here in the Masechta. Ha diktani lishna de Megillah Nikreis. Veloktani lishna de Korin es haMegillah. Kidiktani hasam, like it says in Brachas, Korin es Shema. Meim asai Korin es Shema. What's the other difference? Bishim dehacha kriya echad she echad kore v'kulam bishmiya. To aluta is the idea of Shomea Ka'ona. Nikreis, it is read. Most of us don't read the Megillah. We go to shul and we hear somebody else read the Megillah. So that's alluded to by this word of Nikreis. It is read by someone else, and we can be Yotzei. Right? That's the Nikreis, as it is, alluded to. Mashiachim, b'kriyashma, shekalachanim, chayav likro, v'lashanim befiv, la'unlike kriyashma, which we are not supposed to rely on shomea ka'one. We're supposed to say it ourselves. Ve'enechan mehem motziim, b'afilo b'tzibur, kide'isa, b'yerushalmi, like the Yerushalmi there, in Maseches Brachas, talks about kriyashma. V'chulu, and that's the Ritva. If you look in the Sfas Emes right here also gives other reasons why it says a lashon of Nikreis and not only Korin. Umiyah Balavach Yasi Shapir, quotes the Ritva, and he says there are other reasons given to in Korin b'chol azman and b'shana echas lo shayach lemisti Korin. So the Korin, you read the Megillah on the 11th, 12th, 13th. You don't read the Megillah on all those days. You might have understood that you read it on all these five. No, you don't. It's read on, so it's read on. These are possibilities. Od yesh lomar kivan dein chiyuv al hakfarim lahaktim. Rak sheyesh lem reshus lahaktim l'shach lemisti korin. Korin, you might have thought, also meant obligated. Korin, you read, you have to. You don't have to. It's an option for the kfarim to read it earlier. So that's why also gives other reasons why I might say Nikreis. So the Megillah is read on these 5 days. Possibly. So when are they read? So, Krachan, Amukaf, and Choma, Mimos, Yeshua ben Nun, the walled cities from the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Why do you go by Yeshua ben Nun? So that we'll see later on, Beth Hashem, but you go by the walled cities. Korim b'chamisha asar, we know the walled cities go by the 15th of Adar. Kfarim, other villages, v'ayores gedolos, and big cities, Korim b'arbasar. Basically, everybody else on the 14th. The walled cities on the 15th, everybody else on the 14th. Ella, shakfarim, makdim in liyom haknisa. But the kfarim, the villages, are allowed to read it on Yom HaKenisa, on the earlier day of entering in. What does that mean? That means the Monday or the Thursday, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, beforehand. Why would they want to read it earlier? Why would they want it earlier? So the various mefarshim here, either they used to come, the villages used to come to the big cities on Mondays and Thursdays, either for court cases. Bezdin, Ezra HaSofer said that they set up the courts on Mondays and Thursdays, or to hear Kriyas HaTorah. We know going back to the days of Ezra HaSofer, the Torah was read on Monday and Thursday, and therefore the B'nai Kfarim, who did not know, maybe he did not have their own Sefer Torah, they didn't know how to read, therefore they used to come to hear the Kriyas HaTorah on Mondays and Thursdays. So once they're there, we allow them also to hear the Megillah. Says the Pnei Moshe here, the last couple of skinny lines. Shabalavachi miskansim by yaras legros by Torah katakanas Ezra. V'tzrichem sheikra lehem echad mibnei ha'ir l'fi sheim ena bekiim kol kach. Right, that sheet is Rashi. Rashi says here on Daf Beis in Megillah. So what was it? They, the bnei kfarim, didn't really know how to lay in the Megillah either. So therefore, they used to come, and somebody from the big cities used to lay in the Megillah for them. Yivamas. In order to be motzi them on those earlier days. That's what the Rashi says, Vitzrichan Shikra, and Elohim Echon Mibnei Ha'ir. That is Shita's Rashi. And why, what about the days of Purim? The days of Purim, they were busy, the 14th and 15th, supplying all the big cities with bread and with water. They were bringing in from the villages. That's where they're going to be busy those days. So Chazal allowed them to read it a couple days earlier. Remember, this is not a mitzvah daraisa. Right, it's not the Chazal would not have the power to say, okay, you know what, you can shake the lulav a week before Sukkos. Right, that's not wouldn't be allowed. But this is a d'rabbanan. So built into the takana d'rabbanan was this was this allowance. So that is Shitas Rashi. Many other Rishonim argue and say, really, the bnei people of the city could lane for you, but they're not mechuyev today. They're not a ben kfar. And usually we have the rule of Eino Mechuyev B'davar cannot be Motzi Acher Midei Chavasan. So how could somebody who lives in the city does not have the allowance to lane it early today? So how could that person lane it for the B'nai Kfarim? So many argue. If you look in Tosfos and Yevamos and Daf Yudalid, Tosfos the Feirish argues. The Ran here also argues, but Tosfos says here in the, on Yudalid and Aleph, the Chi says, that's in the sugya of Losis Godadu. He says, oh, it says, Lofisha bi'iram hayu misasvim lavola beisakneses, b'sheni v'chamishi l'gros b'torah. No, in their own city. Their own city, they used to gather on Mondays and Thursdays. They wouldn't be able to get together on the other days. So that's why they got together in their own cities, and somebody from their own used to lane. Right? V'chei nira, and that's what he says, it's mashba from the Yerushalmi. Also later on, Bekiyim Shabnei Kfarim, how you Bekiyim Likros, Vade how you Karim Be'iram. They used to read in their own cities. That is the Yerushalmi, and that's the Ran, the Ran as well, and the Ritva. The Rabbi Kiva Hager says, what's the Pshat of Rashi? Rashi at Tzarachian. So maybe it means they used to read, but they used to read right. They used to repeat after them. They used to read the Megillah, maybe every Pasuk, and then the Bnei Kfar, who was there listening, used to repeat after them. That's what it means. You read for them, not before Shomea Ka'ona. Not for Shomea Ka'ona. Could be. Just by way of introduction to the Masechta, if you look in the Mara Cohen or Bitzala, there are two brothers, or Bitzala Mivilna and Shlomo Mivilna, right? The Chesrik Shlomo in the back of the Gemara. So they each, make a comment here at the beginning of the Masechta. Here the Mare Cohen says, he says, why is it that out of all the holidays, right, this is the only one that has so much flexibility in terms of, oh, you could do it even just built in the 14th and the 15th. We don't have any other holiday like that. That people, depending where you are, you do it differently. Okay, it's not Yontif Sheni where you add on a day because of a mistake at the Yoma. So why did Chazal institute a holiday where built into the system, it's different days? So says the Mara Cohen, Rabbi Tzalel mi Vilna. So he quotes, based on the question, the Ron asked the question. Because of Iran, he quotes, V'yishkan she'ela ma'ro anshin nesak adolo l'chalik mitzvah zu liyom chalukim. Mashe'enkim b'shar mitzvahs. V'tara amr, Torah achas, u'mishpat echad yelachem. Right, so that's the Ron's question on Daf Aleph here in the Megillah. So he quotes, the Rabbi Tzalel mi Vilna says, V'shamati mi pi mar achi ha'gaon. He says, I heard from my brother, Rabbi Tzalel mi Vilna. He said, I heard from my brother. I'm sorry, he heard from Shlomo Mivilna, the Chesik Shlomo. He says, because we know, Yeshlomo Mishum, a Navi is not allowed to make up a new mitzvah. Ein Ela mitzvah shein Navi Rasher lechadish Rameyata, vehilkach, af shemikra Megillah matzu smach, lehosev al divrei Torah, even though we found a source and a remez and a basis to add on, bikal makom, lo ratzu lasos mitzvah zu ke'ein shal Torah mamish, sheyia Torah achas u'mishpat echa lekal Yisrael. They didn't want to add on a mitzvah in the normal way that you might think this holiday is just like the other holidays. Might smack of Baltosif. You might get mixed up with, this is a new holiday. The Dafka made it in a way that you realize this is a rabbinic invention. Right? Which means different days for different folks. The kivan de chilku mitzvah zu lezmanim chalukim laharos shihi midivrehem kain shamati mimenu. Ad kan me'achiv marenu of Shlomo. Right? That's the, Rabbi Tzal Mivilna quoting from Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna. That's the Rabbi Shlomo Mivilna himself, the Cheshek Shlomo, writes here on the, he doesn't quote his vert that he, I guess he told his brother, but he says, Yesh Remez, they're both on the same page in the back. Yesh Remez v'smach gadol azeh, v'megillas Esther, v'inei tevas purim nimseis chamesh pa'amim v'megillah. The word purim appears 5 times in the Megillah. Says Rav Shlomo Mivilna. Alkein karli yom, that's alkein karli yom eila purim. Yimei purim eila. He quotes the 5 times. V'yesh lomar debalirmos dehei yimei purim yish itle inyan kriyas hamegillah. Right. That's why the it's a remez to these 5 days. Merely oh dehainu time of the purim kadma v'tinyana k'siv purim malevav v'tzlasa b'kpasroi k'siv purim chaser vav. 2 of them with a vav, full. Those are real days of purim, 14th and 15th, and then 3 other days which are. You can lay in the Megillah, but it's not but a remes. That's what he says. The 5 times it says Purim, 2 of them Malay, 3 of them are Chaser. Okay. A lot to talk about here, but that's the comments of the Vilna brothers, right? One might say. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara, Megillah Nikreis V'chulu. So, Megillah is read on these, 5 days, and even though it says in the Megillah, you only read it 2 days. The 14th and the 15th. These days, Niskarm and Nasim, only 2 days, but as we'll see, we find Ramazim to the other 3 days. So Rabbi Elor, Rabbi Shimon Bar Ba, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. L'kayimus Yimei HaPurim Ha'ela Bizmanehem. Matam Alomar Bizmanehem. To fulfill the days of Purim in their times. So that word, Bizmanehem, is extra. Could have just said Bizmanam, Bizman. So Matam Alomar Bizmanehem. Rabbi Yona V'Rav Yosa. Rabbi Yona Amar. Two very similar lines, but the Pnei Moshe explains them differently. Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Yosa, Rabbi Yona Amar Litein Lahem Zmanim Acherim. What's Bizmanahem? To give other times. Rabbi Yosa Amar Zmanim Shekavu Lahem Chachamim. Zmanim that the rabbis created. What's the difference between these 2 days? So explains the Pnei Moshe. The first one is that even already, originally, these days were built into the system. That there were going to be other days, right? Litain lahem zmanim achirim. To give other days built into the system. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. L'Reb Yona, hakasev ba'atzmo mirames shetiknu lem betchila od zmanim achirim kizmanim amafurish ba'kasev. Originally, the Megillah is already telling us that there are 2 Iker days, and there are other days that are secondary that you could also lay, but it's already built in. The secondary, Reb Yosef is saying it's not built into the original. What's built into the original is the allowance for the future rabbis to figure it out. So it's not exactly built in. V'Rabbi Yosi Ka'amar, I'm still reading the Pnei Moshe here, Sha'akasav Nitan Lidrosh L'Hachachamim V'Heim Shekavu Lehem Lazmanim Sheinim Mufurashim. So how explicit is it in the earlier stages that the Megillah itself mentions that there are other days, or the Megillah puts in an extra word to allow the Chachamim in the future to darshan that there could be extra days? The Elohein, back to the Gemara, Achadasar, Shneimasar, Shloshasar, Abasar, V'Chameishasar. So we add in these extra days, 11th, 12th, and 13th are the extra days. O'eno Ela, Shisha Asar, V'Shivasar. If you're saying that you could add in extra days, why do you add in earlier, why not later? It says 14th and 15th in the Megillah. So maybe 16th and 17th should be added in. Why earlier? Rabbi Yavo, B'Shem Balazar, V'lo Yavar, V'lo Ya'avru. Right, 2 different psukim, but it can't pass. Right, it can't go beyond. Right, the psukim both in Perek Tes in the Megillah. It says Kimu v'kibla Yehudim avalzarim v'kol hanil v'malam v'lo ya'avor lios osim mishnei yamim ma'ela. So that's one pasuk, and then a few psukim. The next pasuk v'yam ma'ela skarim nasim chavir yamei per ma'ela lo ya'avru mitoch haYehudim. 2 different psukim, but they both mean you can't go past. There's a special gzeras hakasiv, so to speak, in the Megillah. You can't read the Megillah past the 15th. You want to read it beforehand sometime? Okay, but not after. Lo yavar v'lo yavar. It's the extra vav. Okay, this machlokes is going to be mentioned 3 times on today's daf. This is the first time, right? It says it can't go past this 15th, v'lo yavar, v'lo yavru, or v'lo yavar, the extra vav. Okay, so that's why you can't go past. O'enu elochi v'asiri. Okay, so why not maybe the 9th and the 10th? You want to say, okay, it's including 2 extra days that you could go earlier. So how do you know that dafka means the 11th and 12th and 13th? So maybe it's the 9th and the 10th. Rishmuel Bar Nachman B'Shem Rabbi Yonasan Yamim Ein Ksivkan Ela Yamim Ein Ksivkan Ela kayamim. It doesn't say the word yamim. Like you read it, yamim is like the days. Kayamim, tain yamim keneged yamim. Meaning, give 2 days, keneged those 2 days. Acharasar, v'shneimasar, keneged arbaasar, v'chamishasar. The 2 days that are mentioned, the days that are mentioned in the Megillah are 2 days, 14 and 15. So we say, we're going to include another 2 days, kayamim, right? That's mashma that we parallel, that we only bring in 2 extra days and not more than that. So you're going to tell me the 9th and the 10th and the 11th and 12th, just 2 extra days. So you go 2 days beforehand. Says the Gemara, okay, oshneimasar v'shloshasar, keneged arbaasar v'chamishasar. So why do you say 11th and 12th? 12th and 13th, the 2 days that are closest to the 14th and 15th. So how could you include 11, 12? Just include 12, 13. Answers the Gemara. The 13th doesn't need an inclusion pasuk. The 13th is obvious that it is a day that you could read the Megillah. Why? Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Yom Shlosha Asar, Yom Milchama Haya. This is a different lashon than the Bavli. Yom Kihila Lakol. Yom Milchama, the 13th is a day of Milchama, Hu Mochiach Al Atzmo, Shein Bonaicha, right? It proves itself, Hu Mochiach Al Atzmo, it proves itself, it stands itself that it's obvious that it could be included because Shein Bonaicha, they didn't rest on that day. They didn't rest, that's a day that they fought. And therefore, that's a day that is obviously part of the story that they fought that day. Yom Milchamahi, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, Dekra hachi mashma, teinaicha umo'ed la'od yamim v'zmanim achirim. Avo yom yud gimel yom milchamahu umochiach alatvo she'enu yom naicha v'yalkin akasav lo niskavein ba. It can't be that that's a day of Purim, because that's a day of milchama. As they fought. They fought on the 13th and they rested on the 14th. Right? They fought on the 14th, they rested on the 15th. So the days of Milchama aren't days that could be Purim, and therefore you have to include the 2 days beforehand. Right? Then in the Bavli, it says Yom Ki, the 13th doesn't need to be included on that base. It says Yom Kihila Lakolhi. That's the language of the Bavli. It's a day that we got together anyway, so you don't need a positive day. You can read the Megillah day, because obviously you can read the Megillah that day. Because it's a day that has to do with the Purim story, Yom Kihila Lakol. Right? Rashi says there, Yom Kihila Lakol. Hakol nikalu lihi nake me oivehem. Everybody got together to take revenge from their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos. Hilkach lo tzara kraluri buye shehe roi lakriya de ikar hanes bohaya. That's Rashi. Rashi says, basically explaining Yom Kihila Lakol, the day that we got together to fight our enemies, that obviously it's a day that you can read the Megillah. It's an ikar part of the story. So the Yerushalmi has a different idea. It's a day of Melchama. A day of Melchama means it's not a day of Menucha. And we only celebrate the Purim stories. We celebrate the day of Menucha, right? Mochiach Alatzmo. The Karban Eida here connects this to what Rashi says. Yom Melchama hu v'leka l'rebuye t'ksif kayom asher nachu b'em o'evim v'u mochiach alatzmo asher mefurish b'krash lo ayo nachem b'yud gimel. At least the end of that is like Rashi. But again, the Yerushalmi seems to be saying that, no, it's not a day of Menucha. It's a day of Melchama, and therefore you're not going to include that day. Right? It's a different message than the Bavli. The Bavli says, of course you can read the Megillah that day on the 13th, because it's a day that's included in the Purim story. The Yerushalmi here said, no, it's a day of Melchama. So it's not a day of celebration, which is what Purim is. So therefore it can't be the 13th, only 11th and the 12th. So now the Gemara says, okay, so don't read it on the 13th because it's not a day of Menucha. Right? The Yerushalmi, the Bible doesn't ask that question because it gives a different shot of why the 13th should be included. But the Yerushalmi here says, Me'at al yikru ubo. So you shouldn't be able to read the Megillah on the 13th. If it's not a day of Menucha, which are the days we celebrate, days of Menucha, days of Melchama, we don't celebrate. We'll get back to that in a second. So don't read it on the 13th. You should be able to read it on the 11th, 12th, 14th, and 15th. Says the Yerushalmi, Lefana v'la achar of Karin ubo eino Karin. What you read before and after. Right? It's a few different words in the Oz V'Hadar and the other editions here. But it can't be that you can read it the days before the 13th, the days after the 13th. So even the 13th might not be the most appropriate to have a holiday for him, but in terms of the Kriya, the Gemara says that it can't be the created before and after. So that's why you could also read it on the on the 13th. Stop there for a minute. There is a Meshech Chachma. So I've quoted this idea from others before. I don't think I ever quoted this Meshech Chachma. I was very excited to find it yesterday. And that is the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Bo. Parshas Bo. Why is it there? You look for a thought about the Megillah. Parshas Bo. The Pasuk says there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already in Mitzrayim, when he gave the instructions about the holiday of Pesach, he says, "Bayom Arisho Mikra Kodesh, Uvayom Hashvi Mikra Kodesh." The seventh day of Pesach was already forecast to be a holiday in Mitzrayim, meaning it did not become a holiday after Kriyas Yamsuf, right? It was already beforehand. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's Meduyak. That's Meduyak. The Pesach Mitzrayim lo haya chimuso noeg el yom echad. Ken kasod yantef lo nahag. Ula daiti. Hada amar lo hemata. Dover shal doros. Why did HaKadosh Baruch already tell them? They didn't have the seventh day of Pesach when they left Mitzrayim. They had Yetzias Mitzrayim. And then 7 days later, it was going to be Kriyas Yamsuf. They didn't have a holiday. It wasn't Pesach yet. So Hashem is already alluding to the doros, this message. Why is he already giving the seventh day? Right? It says in Bo. This is not an MR in the, this is in Bo. Hula horos shlemus mitzvos of Yisbarach is to teach us the shlemus of mitzvos. Ki kol ha'amim bidatoteyan animosios, because all other nations, when do they celebrate? The day they win the war. The day that they won the greatest battle is the day that they celebrate. Yasu yom ha'nitzachon yom ma'palas oivim l'chogeg chag ha'nitzachon. Lo kein b'Yisrael, that's not what we celebrate. That's not our ultimate simcha. Doesn't say that. The Iker is us, that we were saved. What do we celebrate? We celebrate that there was a nace of the Pach Shemen and that we could have the Beis HaMikdash again. V'chein b'neis Purim. Lo asu yantif b'yom shenitzla Haman o b'yom shehargu b'sonehem. They don't celebrate the day of Haman's hanging or the day that we fought. What day did we fight? The 13th in the rest of the world, the 14th in Shushan. Neither of those are holidays. Ki ze ein simcha lefnei amo Yisrael. Rak hayantif hu, as the Megillah says, b'yamim asher nachu me'oyvehem. We celebrate the fact that we can now serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu in peace. If you were able to kill some snakes that were on the road, you're going to make a holiday? We beat the snakes. That's not why you celebrate. You don't beat the snakes. Ki raka simcha ala menucha. Lachin v'yichtov Mordechai etzadvar ma'ela v'yishlach tzorim l'kayim aleim lios osim b'yamim asher nachu mi'ayvehem. Shalachin lo yuchoshesh l'kinat o'moreres aleinu b'na umos. Right, the chashash of making a holiday. We're not making a holiday when you lost. We're making a holiday that we could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shein simcha raka ala menucha lo al yom herek b'soneem. V'ayin Yerushalmi. Amar Rev Chanina yud gimel zman melchamahu v'ho mochiach alasmo shein bo'naicha. Right, what is that Yerushalmi? It's not in the Bavli. Yerushalmi says, Milchama is not a day to celebrate. That's why the Gemara even says maybe you shouldn't be able to read the Megillah on the 13th. So no, but it's surrounded. So va'ayin rush reish Megillah v'lachin v'lachin kivan she'echidu la'asos in mayim afsiki milasos ha'yisrim she'asu asimcha la'harik b'sonehem. If you would have obetoch elu hashanim kvar nitzbuchu oivim chadashim v'sonim mikar v'nei yisor choshim machshavos la'shmidam u'lachalosom me'apnei adama v'lachin ha'yu osim kol yimehem. That's why you don't just read the Megillah on the 13th. You need extra days to show that we're not celebrating Dafka this. L'hayrosh asher smeichem al ha-hatzala min harotzim l'hashmidam. Lo al ha-nekima. V'imaya omar Hashem Yisbarach shi'asu. So now, back to Pesach. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu would say shi'asu b'shvi mikra kodesh. Hayim medame adam sh'Hashem tziva lasos chag l'smach m'papalasan shal rishayim. V'chulu. That's why omar be'eretz Mitzrayim shi'asu chag b'shvi. That's a Meshech Chachma. Okay, we continue. So now we know we add in 2 days, and we add in 2 days the beforehand. We add in 2 days, the 11th and the 12th, and the 13th is obviously included. Oenu ela tshi vasiri. So how about the 9th? So you add in 2 days beforehand. So maybe you should add in 9th and 10th. Why do you add in 11th and 12th? No, ki yamim. Yamim shehim smuchim la yamim. No, ki yamim, days that are contiguous. We assume it makes sense that the days that are going to be added on are going to be the contiguous to the days that we are going to, that are mefurish. You want to really have days that are contiguous? So do 16th and 17th. Because here, yeah, anyway, you have a break of the 13th, which is only a semi-inclusion. So Gemara said, no, we already said that. Less yachl, you can't include the 16th and 17th. Lo yavar, lo yavru. That's the second time this machlokas is quoted. Okay, period. Tani b'shem Rebbe Nasan. This line, this shita that we're about to quote, is not in the Bavli. And so far, two yesodos on today's daf that are not in the Bavli. Rabbi Nassan says, "Kol achodesh kasher lekriyas haMegillah." The whole month you can read the Megillah. What is the whole month? It means we're going to have the whole first half of the month. Meaning, as the Karban Eda explains here, if it's impossible, if you know for sure that you're on the fifth, you have a Megillah today, it's the fifth of Adar, you will not have a Megillah when Purim does. Right? Let's say, I'm a chayal. This came up a couple of years ago. Right? I know I'm going it. I don't know if I'm going to have a Megillah, on Purim. I don't know if I'm going to have a Megillah. I know I have a Megillah now before I go into Aza. Right? So, do I lean today? Right? So, says Rabbi Nasan, kol ha-chodesh kash l'kriyas ha-megillah. My time ha-chodesh asher nepach lehem miyachon l'simcha. V'gomer. The chodesh has some type of status. Omer Rabbi Chelba, u'bilvad ad chamisha asar. The whole month, that means the first half of the month. Until chamisha asar. Domar, why do you know that? Third time. So that is the shita is quoted here. And Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes this Yerushalmi. Quotes the Yerushalmi. The Shulchan Aruch says here, Hamefarish bayam v'hayotze b'shayara. Somebody going out to sea. Somebody's going out. Ve'ena motzi megillah l'holichimo. You can't take a meal with you. Yikrena biyud gimel, o biyud beis, o ba'acharasar, below bracha. So nowadays we don't do Yom HaKnisas with a bracha, we'll do it without a bracha. V'im i'afshar lahamten ad yom malalu, if you can't make it till the 11th or the 12th Yom HaKnisas, yesh omrim. What's this yesh omrim? Be'er hagola. Hagos ashri arzarua bi'isa b'Yerushalmi. Here's this b'Yerushalmi. Yesh omrim shekori afilu mitchilas achodesh. Brahma, the hachi nahug. That's the minog. I don't know how often it happened, but Rama says, it's the minhag. If you know you're not going to have the Megillah, so you landed on the 4th of Adar, you landed all those days without a bracha. Umiyu, the Rama does add, in his damilu achakach Megillah, if you end up getting a Megillah on the 14th, chozer v'koryosa b'yom dalet afilu kara tchila b'yom yud gimel, you read it again, and I think the poskim say you can read it even with a, you read it again with a Mishnah Berura, below bracha. Because you already know, the kfar avar ikers mana, and he continues. Okay, so that's the important yisod. We got it. Says the Gemara Hada Megillah. Everything we've said till now that you could read the Megillah before the 14th and 15th, that's only for the Megillah. We know there are many mitzvahs hayom, right? Mikra Megillah and Seuda and Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim. So these earlier days is only Megillah. Avolasa Seuda in Osim Al Rabbasa V'Chamisha Asar. Your Seuda is not earlier. The Suda's Purim has to be the 14th and the 15th. Vein Mechalkin La'aniyim, Ela Babasa V'Chamish Sosar. Also, interesting, Matanas Lavyonim. Right, we're going to learn about the Shem at a later point, Purim Shulish. Right, Matanas Lavyonim usually goes with Mikra Megillah. Says the Gemara here, but if you're doing it on days before Purim, Yom HaKnisa, so then, no, Matanas Lavyonim, they're looking 14th and 15th. That's when they're looking for the Tztaka, and that's why only then. Ein Enim Shalaniyim Tluyos Ela Barbasar, Ubachamesha Asar. Only then. Rav Chaim Kanievsky points out that the Mishnah later on says that you can be Makdim, so this must be a Din Lachadchila. This line of Matanas Levyonim. Must be Din Lachadchila. He says, Ein Machalkim Lachadchila Matanas Levyonim Mishum Sheina Enim Shalaniyim Tluyos. Because of him, Chilku Biam Knisa Yasu Dechovasan, as we're going to have later on, the Chain Dasar Rambam. The Seuda cannot be done earlier. Matanas Levyonim might be able to be done earlier. Says the Gemara, good. So what did we just say? The earlier days are for Megillah, but not for the Seuda. How do you know that's true? V'yu elu l'kriyav elu Seuda. The Karban Eda explains this question. Maybe the 14th and the 15th of the days, the only days they can lay in the Megillah, and the Seuda can be done earlier. Why is it flipped? So the Gemara said, no, Rabbi Chelber, Rav Chuna, B'shem Rav, Vayim Ha'ele, Niskarim V'Nasim. Niskarim B'Kriya V'Nasim B'Suda. You see in the Pasuk that the Megillah has to be done before the Suda. Niskarim V'Nasim. So it has to be done in that order. Says the Gemara. Zosomeris, everything we've said until now, from the fact that we darshan is karm benasim, the fact that we darshan only psukim, Zosomeris and Megillas Esther nitna lihidarish. It's clear that the Megillas Esther, you could darshan like you darshan the rest of the, you could darshan Torah. And maybe even darshan sometimes, Nevi'im and Ksuvim, but for sure, like the Torah, you could darshan it, right? Klomar, look at the Pnei Moshe. Klomar, Sheberuch HaKodesh Nemra. V'lo kesipra dvar maisa ba'alma, sheim edaktakin ba. As we know, it's the one of only two books in Tanakh that don't have Shem Hashem, right? And therefore, you might Shem Hashem, no Shem Hashem, it Hamelech. So, as the Gemara in the Bavli talks about, many dayos to prove that it was written Baruch HaKodesh. Remember, it was one of the books that got in late, and one of the controversial books is it going to get into Tanakh? So the Gemara says here clearly from the fact that we've been darshaning all of these psukim shows that it was given Baruch HaKodesh and you could darshan all these psukim. Rabbi Chelba, Rabbi Yosef, B'shem Rabbi Lazar. Ne'amar Khan, it's a gzera shava of sorts. Ne'amar Khan, Divrei Shalom ve'emes in the Megillah. Ve'amar Lahalan, emes kinei ve'altim kar about the Torah. Kinei, harehi kamidah shel Torah. Oh, this is appears in the Bavli too. That Megillah is compared to the MS of Torah, meaning a Sefer Torah. Mazut Tzricha Sirtut, Avzut Tzricha Sirtut. Both Torah and Megillah need scoring, the marking of the lines on the klaf before you are right. Mazun in Nalidarish, Avzun in Nalidarish. Just like the Torah is Darshan, so too the Megillah is Darshan. Sirtut is a huge topic, we just don't have time right now. Rabbi Yirmiyah B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Megillah Shemasa Shmuel Adavin in Nalidarish. The Megillah that Shmuel gave to David. The Megillah, what's the Megillah? The scroll Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu, the blueprints of the Mishkan and of the Beis HaMikdash. It was passed down from generation to generation until it got to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech gave it to Shlomo, the blueprints. So that blueprint was also, you could darshan that blueprint that was given. Nitno li darish, my taima, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim, makol bichsav, Zua Mesores, it's written, Miyar Hashem, Zeruach HaKodesh, Alai Hiskil, Mikancha Nitna Lihidarish. It's Nitna Lihidarish, one more line, Yerbi Yaboy Valama, Leinan Amrin, Vitavnas Kala Sher Haya Baruach Imo. Why don't you dash in that pasuk? It says Baruach, doesn't that mean Ruach HaKodesh? Amrbi Ma, no, Ma Baruach Piv. That just might have meant Baruach Piv, the verbal breath that came out of David's mouth when he told Shlomo. But the pasuk HaKol Bechsav teaches us that scroll was also written Baruach HaKodesh. That one didn't make it into Tanakh. Hakol Bechsav, right? That's the, but it had special powers, when it was given over from David to Shlomo. Maybe we'll start with the, little bit about Sirtut, and then we'll continue. Again, Megillah, a lot to talk about. Okay, we'll stop here.